This is Tom Roy with the WGXC local news for Friday, December 12th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, Facebook posts, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Greenport Neighbors announced Thursday, December 11th, the group has collected more than 400 signatures from Greenport and Columbia County residents lodging objection to the construction of a 66-unit apartment building at the corner of Jocelyn Boulevard and Green Acres Road in Greenport. The Mental Health Association of Columbia Green County's Greenport Gardens Housing Project would provide housing to mental health consumers as well as affordable housing for county residents. The Neighbors group will present the collected signatures to the Greenport Town Board on Friday, December 12th. Greenport Neighbors opposes the development, quote, because it will dramatically change the quality of life for the neighboring residents and the town of Greenport, unquote, according to a statement released by a group representative, Larry Bernacki. Greenport Neighbors also announced that some residents of Jocelyn Boulevard and Green Acres Road are currently seeking a restraining order in Columbia County Court to halt the ongoing approval process for the development. The matter is actively under consideration by the Greenport Planning Board. In a largely symbolic gesture, the Greenport Town Board in September voted its opposition to Greenport Gardens, indicating it was uncomfortable with the location. The U.S. House clerk reports that Representative Chris Gibson, Republican from Kinderhook, voted with a majority of Republicans and some Democrats to pass a last-minute spending bill in Washington, D.C. Thursday, December 11th. The bill passed 219 to 206 with 57 Democrats voting for and 67 Republicans voting against. The Senate now must pass the bill before it goes to the president. Wave Farms WGXC was one of more than 20 programs in Columbia and Greene counties to receive funding through Governor Andrew Cuomo's Regional Economic Development Council initiative. Cuomo announced the awards at a ceremony in Albany Thursday, December 11th. Wave Farm Executive Director Galen Joseph Hunter said, quote, support from the Regional Economic Development Council over the next 2 years will make a tremendous impact on our ability to serve this community through the production of arts and cultural programming on Wave Farms WGXC. We are delighted, unquote. The WGXC proposal approved for funding will allow the station to create a new staff position. That employee's primary responsibility would be to manage arts, culture, and transmission, a program that aims to develop digital skills in communities that the station serves and to produce and transmit arts and cultural programming as well. The program will be made possible by a partnership between Wave Farm and the Mid-Hudson Library System. Participating libraries will serve as remote WGXC broadcast and online streaming venues. The WGXC satellite studio is currently housed at the Catskill Public Library. Other local REDC recipients include the City of Hudson, the Hudson Opera House, Quaystar 3 BOCES, and the town of Prattsville. The REDC initiative was established by Cuomo in 2011. The awards announced Thursday totaled $709.2 million and will fund 852 projects statewide. Acting New York State Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker declared influenza prevalent in New York State December 11th. That means, because of new regulations, that healthcare workers who are not vaccinated must now wear masks in areas where patients are typically present. Quote, by requiring those who are not vaccinated to wear a mask while around patients, we're doing all we can to protect the most vulnerable, like the sick and elderly, unquote, Zucker said in a press release. The regulation passed last year was amended effective November 19, 2014, in response to feedback from affected healthcare entities. The Department of Health recommends that everyone 6 months or age or older receive a flu vaccination. Healthy children between the ages of 2 and 8 are recommended to receive the nasal spray flu vaccine. If the nasal spray vaccine is not available, the flu shot can be given instead. Those under 6 months cannot get a flu vaccination. For additional information, go to health.ny.gov. Today is Friday, December 12th, 2014, and there is one public meeting that we know about. The Historic Preservation Commission meets in Hudson at 10 a.m. at 520 Warren Street in Hudson. National Weather Service predicts scattered flurries today before 11 a.m., then a slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 34 and a low tonight around 26. Saturday should be partly sunny with a high near 36 and a low around 25. Sunday should be mostly sunny with a high near 41 and a low around 29. And Monday should again be sunny with a high near 42. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.